Leonard Bernstein's New York Philharmonic playing the Bartered Bride Overture by Bedřich Smetana. Good morning. It's KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We have Handel and Mozart and Madeline Dring this morning. It's about 97% humidity because of the fog that's all over Lawrence. I wonder if it is where you are. We'll have a look at the forecast in just a moment. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, with locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs to help reduce pet overpopulation. Details at prairiepaws.org. And support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Kansas City Monarchs, presenting the return of the Kansas City Blues and Jazz Festival, October 3rd and 4th at Legends Field. Featuring Stanley Clark and more, event details at monarchsbaseball.com. And before we hear a pianist, Alan Feinberg, play Handel's Grand Fugue number 3, just a peek at the forecast says that today the widespread fog should be clearing up by about 10 a.m., otherwise staying pretty cloudy and then gradually clearing, and ultimately a high of about 84 for this afternoon. And no mention of rain until tonight. Well, after 4 in the morning, we have a 30% chance of rain, and tomorrow could be rainy since we have an 80% chance of that with a high of 74. It's KPR. Alan Feinberg and the Handel Grand Fugue, number 3 in B-flat. We'll have more piano music in just a bit with Mozart, the 18th Piano Concerto. But next on KPR, let's listen to something by Madeline Dring. This is from a 2022 recording of the Aglow Trio from Manhattan, Kansas. Let's hear the Madeline Dring Trio for flute, oboe, and piano on KPR. A great trio by Madeline Dring, a trio for flute, oboe, and piano, from a 2022 award-winning recording album by the Aglow Trio from the Manhattan, Kansas area. Next, we'll have Mozart, the 18th Piano Concerto, and some piano music right after 10 o'clock, a crazy ragtime piece by Carter Pan, also contemporary. It's called The Upstate Rag. He wrote it for a friend in upstate New York. It's about 9:28. This is KPR. You know, KPR listeners are always looking for ways to stretch their dollars, and we've got a great way to make your KPR contribution go much farther. Our fall membership drive begins Friday morning, when your pledge will be matched, dollar for dollar, during the Power Breakfast. Double the value of your KPR pledge. It's Friday morning from 7 to 8:30, our Power Breakfast on KPR. Support for classical music on KPR also comes from Te Deum Choir, presenting Rachmaninoff's All Night Vigil, in English translation, honoring the work's spiritual and musical legacy. September 27th and 28th, tickets and venues at te-deum.org. Here's Murray Pariah directing and soloing with the English Chamber Orchestra for Mozart's 18th Piano Concerto on KPR. Murray Pariah and the English Chamber Orchestra with the Piano Concerto number 18 by Mozart. We'll have a Beethoven string trio next hour, and that fun piece by Rimsky-Korsakov, the Russian Easter Festival. While we were listening to that together, I was reading the Kansas City Star, and there's a good article about the Folly Theater. It has pictures from its history and it talks about how the Folly is celebrating its 125th anniversary. If you don't know about it, it's a very nice theater. It opened in 1900 in downtown Kansas City on 12th Street, 300 West 12th. But anyway, at 2 p.m. this Sunday, Kate Egan, who was the director of it for a long time, will make a presentation called The Grand Lady of 12th Street, 125 Years of the Folly Theater. It'll be at the Kansas City Public Library's downtown location, followed by an open house with tours of the theater. So that's in the Kansas City Star, an article this morning about the Grand Old Lady of 12th Street, the Folly Theater. This is KPR.
On Morning Edition from NPR.
Madam Assistant Secretary.
It's our job to bring you different views and to question everyone fairly. Join us weekday mornings.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition here on KPR between 5 and 9 a.m. We're live and local. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. We'll have a new recording in about an hour after the 11 o'clock news. Michael Torkey has a new one called Last. We'll hear Last Winter before we hear the Trio Lawrence play three songs arranged for flute, viola, and harp by Glinka. Support for news comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole fellow Karen Willey moderates Water for Our Future with state legislators Kenny Titus and Lindsey Vonn on September 23rd. More at doleinstitute.org. It's KPR.
Live from NPR's Maria Aspen reporting. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up more than 30 points. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality. This is KPR. Here is The Upstate Rag by Carter Pan on KPR. That's a KPR recording. August Antonov came to our studio and he played for us, and we're grateful to August because he has a high standard of pieces that he shares with audiences. It has to be new. He only plays new music. He's really good at getting pieces out there for people to listen to, and that fun piece is by a contemporary young composer named Carter Pan. That was Carter Pan's Upstate Rag, written for a friend in upstate New York. Then this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. It's 10:10 and about 70 degrees already in Lawrence. Before we hear a Beethoven string trio and then a fun Russian piece by Rimsky-Korsakov, let's check the forecast again. It seems awfully cloudy as the fog is dissipating, but so far the fog now should last till 11 and then gradually become sunny with a high of 84. We still have a 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms late tonight, and tomorrow an 80% chance of a rainy Tuesday with a high near 74. Larka Budelli is the ensemble now playing the second string trio by Beethoven, which is sometimes called the Serenade Trio on KPR. Sometimes called the Serenade Trio by Beethoven, and played by the Larka Budelli Ensemble. Beethoven String Trio No. 2, Opus 8. Next, a thrilling piece by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. It always reminds me of a ride at the fair on the Ferris wheel. And we have a great piece coming up just before 11:30 by Florence Price, her Fourth Symphony from 1945. Good morning, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. I'm Cordelia Brown. We have an updated forecast. Today's still supposed to have some sun eventually and a high of 84. And tonight, a 30% chance of rain, mainly after 4 in the morning, And then tomorrow, we still have an 80% chance of a rainy Tuesday with a high of about 74. Here's the Opus 36 by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, the Russian Easter Festival Overture on KPR. That's Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, his Russian Easter Festival Overture, with Robert Spano and the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. It's about a minute before 11. We have a new recording we just got last week. It's new music by Michael Torkey. He's the composer who often writes about what he sees and his feelings upon, say, seeing the color green, or what Monday sounds like. But this new album is called Last, and he has about 13 pieces on it, like last summer, last week, last night. But listen right after the 11 o'clock news for Last Winter by Michael Torkey on KPR.
Hey, it's Layla Faldin. Whether it's a roadside stop is always where the story is. Come along with us every weekday morning.
Join us tomorrow morning for the next one, right here on Kansas Public Radio from 5 to 9 before the classics start at 9. Right after we hear that new piece, Last Winter, right after the news, we'll hear Mikhail Glinka's three songs that he arranged for flute, viola, and harp. And it's a new recording by Trio Lawrence, who will soon have an album release party and a little concert. Trio Lawrence is Daniel Velasco, Boris Vayner, and Aaron Wood, and they all teach music at KU. We'll also have a KPR recording of Gershwin's Three Preludes for Piano before we hear a Florence Price symphony. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Next to Normal. It's a rock musical running September 19th through the 21st and the 25th through the 28th. Details at theaterlawrence.com. 71 degrees in Lawrence, on the way up to 84. It's KPR.
Live from NPR, from Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. This is KPR. That's from a brand new album by Michael Torkey called Last. It's on the Ecstatic label, and it was recorded at Drew University last May. And it has last fall, last winter, all the seasons, last year, last month, last week, every kind of last on it. And we have just heard Last Winter here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's about 11:09, and we have another new recording next. Here's Trio Lawrence on Kansas Public Radio, playing three songs by Michael Glinka, arranged for flute, viola, and harp on Kansas Public Radio. A fine performance from Trio Lawrence. From their new album called Fujin's Dream, that's Mikhail Glinka, three songs, arranged for flute, viola, and harp. Trio Lawrence is Daniel Velasco, Boris Vayner, and Aaron Wood. And they have a little concert coming up to promote the release of their new album, Fujin's Dream, that we just heard from. It'll be 5 p.m. Sunday, September 28th, 5 p.m., Grace Cathedral in Topeka, chamber music for flute, viola, and harp. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. And from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Next on this Monday, September 22nd, let's listen to George Gershwin, Three Preludes for Piano. And the pianist, well, this is a KPR recording, is the official pianist for the Topeka Symphony Orchestra. Here's Regina Tanujaya, pianist on KPR. Topeka pianist Regina Tanujaya, playing the Three Preludes for Piano by George Gershwin. We recorded that here at Kansas Public Radio when it was live music on March 28th, just this past spring. At 11:28 and 75 degrees in Lawrence on the way up to 84, we have a symphony next by Florence Price, who lived from 1887 until 1953, and she was an important woman in classical music as an American classical composer, pianist, organist, and music teacher. She was born in Little Rock, Arkansas. She studied at the New England Conservatory of Music. And she was very active in music throughout her life, and she did get some recognition, but she's been somewhat forgotten. So we'll enjoy her Symphony No. 4 today. And the Symphony No. 4 is from 1945. It was never performed during her lifetime, and it was thought to be lost for a long time until it was found in a stash of manuscripts in her former summer home in St. Anne, Illinois. So this is something that I think first saw the light of day as being performed was in 2018. So let's listen now to her Symphony No. 4. It's John Jeter directing the Fort Smith Symphony for the music of Florence Price on Kansas Public Radio.